It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah. Mike says, oh, my God, look out the window.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Before we proceed, a brief promotional announcement.
Oh, good.
Copy written by Beth Ann McBride. Q&A by Rob Spiewak.
All right.
I'm just going to read what I've got in front of me here.
She gave you some copy.
Velocity 5, located between Lee Highway and Gallows Road. We are giving away tickets to Tigers AT&T tournament today.
Hold
from
it.
Six. What?
Who's
what?
We?
What?
Is it us?
Rob, I have the copy in front of me. I'm reading it. I
clear as
I don't,
it can be.
All right, well, you go ahead, and maybe at the end I'll have a question.
We are giving away tickets to Tigers AT&T tournament today from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Hold it.
Yes, Rob.
We're only on the air till 7, so we can't be us. Who's we?
I don't know. There are two separate paragraphs here. One says...
Oh. Well, I'm not doubting that.
One says Velocity 5, gives the address. And another one says, we are giving away tickets to Tigers AT&T tournament today from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay, here's the third paragraph.
There's another stanza I have to read.
Oh, there's a stanza?
Especially,
verse?
This is what it says. Specially prepared salad for Mike and Rob. And then there's one other thing down at the bottom.
Thank you for that.
Thanks. Let me give it to you again really quickly.
Read it with emotion.
I'm separating the paragraphs.
Good. As well you should.
Incidentally, Phonorama, you cannot say things in the headphones now. When we're doing this,
you had your
chance. You have to come in.
At the keyboard.
All right, we'll get to your calls in just a second here. Velocity 5, located between Lee Highway and Gallows Road.
Falls Church.
Stop. We are giving away tickets to Tigers AT&T tournament today from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Stop.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Specially prepared salad.
What I said in your headphones.
Specially prepared salad.
Was
for
Rob
Mike
said,
and Rob. Stop.
Read it with emotion.
Thanks, stop.
I said he is.
Who's we?
Who's we?
I believe it's Velocity 5. But I know you couldn't figure that out.
Well, what are the? Of course,
well,
I could
we're
try.
Not we.
I could, oh that. Oh, I'm stupid.
No,
I'm the dummy.
Oh no,
I'm the dumbass because I can't figure it out.
Beth Ann, here's something for you to think on.
I don't feel well in my tummy.
I'm starting not to feel well either.
At the end of that commercial break, when we were reviewing that copy, honestly, the three of us could not come up with what it
happened.
Meant.
You know what?
Let's
before we do this, I'm going to put a random caller.
Oh no,
they're all standing by for Phonorama,
sure.
And I'm going to just do this right now. Pat from Reno.
Hey,
yeah, Pat.
Doing,
now
Mike?
Hold on, Pat. I know you want to talk about Rob's vasectomy.
Thank
but
you,
before
Pat.
You do that, let me read this to you and just interpret it and just tell me what I've said.
See,
because you're
saying.
The right now, Pat. If you don't mind, I'd like you to be the average listener. Okay,
you got it.
Here
Thanks,
we go.
Pat.
Very good.
Velocity 5, located between Lee Highway and Gallows Road. We're giving away. Stop. We are giving away tickets to Tigers AT&T tournament today from 6 to 8 p.m. Stop. Specially prepared salad for Mike and Rob. Stop. Thanks. Stop. What does that mean, Pat?
I actually am a little bit confused. Is that Tiger Woods AT&T golf tournament?
Right. That's an element of it.
All right, Pat, here's a question. Two B's and Rob Biffan. Here's a question, Pat. Who is we?
That's Rob and Mike.
That's what you would think.
Yes.
And Buzz, perhaps. And even Beth Ann and Joe.
It would sound like
okay.
that.
Okay. Since you made Katie go upstairs, I'm doing her
job. What do you mean
I
made
down?
Katie go upstairs?
Because, well, she's upstairs now, so I'm doing her job. I'm doing my job in the back.
I'm
doing another job to make sure the phones, everybody's there for Phonorama. And the nice man from Velocity 5 located between
the No, not another one. We've mentioned
Gallows
him five times.
Okay. He handed me this copy, so I just handed it to you.
No.
I didn't even read it.
Oh, okay. So, well, that makes...
Wait a minute. You didn't write it?
I did not.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But the man who brought you the
never
free
mind.
Food.
I'm so sorry. I thought it was you.
If she had just said.
So the man that works at the restaurant, who doesn't work in broadcasting, handed you a piece of paper that you just brought in for me to read.
She ran and her shirt
so
never touched her
fault.
Back.
So it's not your fault. Oh, you're excused.
If you had only
go back
said,
to doing all those other jobs.
B.A., if you had only said it came from the restaurant guy, then we would have known who we was.
That's perfect.
The problem I had was we.
There it is.
Apparently.
It's quite simple. That's
right.
All right, cue the Phonorama music, Rob.
Cue it.
Cue the gun.
There's Phonorama, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
We've got Pat on the line from Reno, and the subjects, if you just can't think of one, Guns of D.C., Family Feud, Diet, Indy Racing, Buzz Babes, McLean Obama. Do you have diarrhea and food? And Pat from Reno, you are on the air. What can we do for you, Pat?
Pat's ordering off the menu. Pat?
Hey, first of all, whenever I hear Rob's vasectomy, all I can think of is two words. Ratings gold.
Absolutely. People love to talk about that.
So there's one good thing that came out of it.
Sure. Every time you have elective surgery.
It's wonderful.
Everybody asks me about my vasectomy because I had some very big issues.
See, I knew.
Oh, you see?
I
it's
knew
not
it.
About my vasectomy.
I knew it would be a guy that wanted to talk. Pat, I knew it. All you guys that have vasectomies, you like to, except for Rob, and I'm going to give you credit, Rob, because you don't come in here screaming about it all the time.
Because I'm pissed off about it.
And I talk about it constantly because it fascinates me. Well, and Pat, you just, why do you want to tell the world you've had a vasectomy?
Well, because, first of all, there's many, many issues with mine because part of the numbing didn't take.
Okay, forget that, Pat. Here's a question that matters. But, have you had lots and lots of sex since you had a vasectomy?
Yes, I actually.
Thank you very much for calling. I'll honor your wishes, Rob.
Thank you.
David in Rochester.
My balls, thank you.
You're on Phonorama.
I need some gratuitous sucking up. Is that okay?
Well, we'll be the judge of that, David. Tell us why you want us to suck up.
No, I want to suck up to you.
Oh, sure. Please bring it on.
We have lots of time. Beautiful.
Sieg Heil to Rob. I've had many bottles of absinthe from Czechoslovakia, which is probably antifreeze, courtesy of Buzz.
Works pretty well.
You guys used to get me through D.C. commutes, and I'm so glad you're still on the air. I think you're kicking ass, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
I like that.
Very nice.
And I'm glad we got the corduroy-wearing Beth Ann back out on the dating scene. Hopefully she'll hook up. We'll see what happens.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Mike in Manassas. Mike, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, sir?
Mike O'Mara, I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm peachy keen. I didn't have a vasectomy, but I'm feeling bad in the tummy right now. Psychologically, because of Katie.
Mm-hmm. I felt bad in my tummy after I had my vasectomy for no reason.
Did you experience any nausea due to the anesthesia?
I did. And you know what? I think I took a lot of Percocet in the beer. It probably didn't sit well.
That's Rob's pain killing. Self-medication.
It worked.
What can we do for you, Mike?
It's a pretty good mix.
Well, Mike, we miss you in Manassas. And the reason that I wanted to call you is just, to let you know that I'm one of your ethnic listeners. And I wanted to wish you luck on your opening week, CP time.
CP time?
CP time. What's he talking about? I'm confused.
Colored people.
Colored people. What? I'm not sure.
We're always late.
I have no idea where he's going. He's trying to do like a funny thing.
You all need me.
I could explain it, but it's not worth it.
There we go. Dustin, you're also from Manassas, Virginia. My hometown. What can we do for you, Dustin?
Maybe I'm missing what Rob was talking about when he says that the operation was pointless. Am I to understand that he's yet to pop one of his seedless grapes?
That what?
You have yet to pop one of your seedless grapes?
No, my grapes are fine.
The grapes are fine, right?
The seeds are gone, true. And should anyone choose to use my grapes, they would be great. But most of the time they spend being unused.
There it is.
So I wonder why I had the surgery.
Let's go to Steve in Ashburn, Virginia. Steve, you're on Phonorama.
Good afternoon, Mike O'Mara. How are you, sir?
I'm peachy. How are you, Steve?
Very good, sir. Thank you. Great show.
Thank you.
Oh, we're going back to Beth Ann's breast.
Yes, let's.
Please.
We know that the twins are a C+.
Yeah, they're C+, right? So they're not D, but they're C+. They're almost a D.
And she's getting as close today as featuring them as she gets.
Yeah, she's showing the guns a little bit today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But, I mean, it's still 98 degrees, and she, correct me if I'm wrong, is wearing a sweater today.
Yeah.
Up to the neckline.
It's a little unusual. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what? Any other questions about her breasts?
Yeah. Can you see the eyes underneath there? How big the pupils
are? I haven't looked. Really? I have to tell you honestly.
We can't tell.
I have not looked that closely.
Quarter?
We've already established the fact that it's the Susan B. Anthony dollar.
She's refusing to make change.
But we really haven't gotten as far as eraser time.
She wouldn't say eraser,
wouldn't
jelly belly, or jelly bird eggs.
Let's go to Greg. Greg, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sacramento.
Hello, Greg. What can we do for you?
I have a cure-all for all those people who are sick in the station.
Oh, good.
Which I have used in the past.
Okay.
It's Buzz Burbank's patent throat massaging tea bags.
Jesus
I like mine with honey.
Everybody's horny today.
Try them hot.
Everybody is horny. Doug, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Doug?
Hey, Mike. Do you still have that pony?
Oh, Hershey.
Well, it's just the question is funny.
Would you like to? Would you
I'm
like
the guy that broke both his arms.
Yes.
And I'm looking for a new horse. I was hoping you had a shorter horse.
I don't have the pony anymore. The pony, I'm not really sure about the pony. In fact, now that I've got the kids in the house, I should probably ask them about the pony, but I don't know.
But the good news is last Tuesday, Mike buys a car every Tuesday, sir. This week, he didn't buy a car. He bought Big Brown.
Big Brown. Yes, sirree. Big Brown with his bad shoe. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Paul?
Hey, I'm great. I think I'm great. I'm going in for a vasectomy tomorrow.
You better be able to pronounce it if you're going to have it done.
No, never mind pronouncing it. Just get something in writing from your wife.
Why? Okay. I have to ask you, Paul. You've heard Rob. Rob got the procedure done.
Did him no good.
You know, it was painful. He had to put ice on the balls. It was very difficult. And now...
Almost ruined Christmas, Paul.
It has not in one... He said it. I'm not making it up. He said it. It has not improved his sex life one little bit.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that.
Are you
married? There's time to change your mind. You don't have to stay with it. You could actually change your mind.
You can bail.
Cancel.
That's why I'm calling. I want to know if Rob has, you know, maybe some top advice for me.
I can only advise from my experience, but here's what I would have done if, 2020 hindsight.
Oh, good.
I would have driven and gone and told Carrie that when I got back that I'd had the vasectomy. I would have done nothing and sat on my ass for 5 days. And chances are she'd still not be pregnant just by playing the odds.
Because the serious deal here is that you actually had the procedure and you said back
at
that,
her request.
That day that I was grilling you for hours on your vasectomy, you said that, you know, A, the obvious one, you wanted to control the pet population. You wanted to make sure that you're not going to have any more children. But you thought that in the back of your mind that the convenience on top, get it over with quick would actually be, you know, rather liberal in the household.
I thought it was maybe even something more so than implied. I mean, I should have gotten something said.
Yes, you should have, or something in writing.
Or something in writing.
And you're telling me right now that the national average has not changed one single bit.
No.
Your average has fallen, I take it, from what you're saying.
Have you addressed it?
It was never all that great.
Have you addressed it in the home?
I have.
Okay. And nothing?
Do we have any more calls?
Let's go to John in Massachusetts. John, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Are you listening online, John?
No, I'm actually listening from the Portland Main Station.
Oh, very good. Okay, you get that all the way down in Massachusetts. What part of Mass are you in?
Actually in Hyannis right now.
Okay, wow. That's kind of weird.
Oh, that means the Kennedys could be listening.
In a good way.
Wait a minute. Hyannis is, so that's like skipping like over the ocean and stuff. I love
exactly
the radio technical stuff.
Hyannis.
It's that ground wave.
What can we do for you, John?
Well, just wanted to say, hey, Mike, congratulations on the show. I think it's great. And as a fellow Connecticut native, I think you've made us all proud.
Well, thank you so much. And I think it's kind of cool that a signal is coming all the way down from Portland, Maine to Hyannis. Sure. There we are, Hyannis. Sure.
You know what, on the Today Show today?
No good.
You know, on the Today Show today, they had another one of those couples that had sex every day for a year.
Right.
That pissed me off.
And that's because it's a lie.
Well, because that could be me.
No, it's a lie.
I believe him.
You don't really believe that.
No, it was an experiment they were doing. He's a newspaper reporter. Why should we doubt his word?
Because the fact
you
is,
see him?
You know, outside of having photographic evidence, and that really would
video.
Be a big seller, put a
video.
Webcam on him. If you don't have that, it's a lie. The average guy, really, the sex drive is not like, you know, and I'm talking about averages. You're going to have people sexually that actually have that passion, that really want to do it.
I could do it every
time. And then there's the age factor as well, where your sex drive, you know, as you get older, gets less and less. But there are certain people. Mm-hmm. I bring up my wonderful friends, Mr. O and Mr. Dukes, who talk about their libido, you know, guys that are about 29, 30 years old, where they say, yeah, not as much. And I believe the guys that say that instead of the guys that say, oh, two, three times a week.
Well, no, but
four times a week, she just can't get enough. And whenever she wants to, I'm going to. I think that is BS.
I know, but this was different. This was a goal. This was a quest. It was a project. It was an experiment. And so, yeah, they did set out to, and I believe achieved their goal of having sex every day. I doubt they're doing it now that the experiment is over.
Let's go to Sean.
I could make that drive every day if I had a destination.
Sure, I could do it.
You could do it every day.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, easily. Sure.
Well, then maybe I'm the only one with lack of libido, gentlemen. Maybe I'm the only one.
Unless I was feeling like Katie.
So you guys are telling me that every day, if it was presented to you, every day you would do it. And I'm talking about not with oneself. I'm talking about the fact that,
if it was there
with the same opponent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the same opponent every day.
You bet.
That would be great.
Okay. I'm just Mr. Wimp.
I don't think so.
No, I mean, everybody gets tired. They don't feel good. They're busy, and sometimes it doesn't get done.
And that's why your whole, you know, everyday thing.
I should be offered it
every day.
Well, no, but you're saying you would every day, and I'm saying that's not, you wouldn't.
If I felt
well. If you did it for 4 days in a row, on the fifth day, I would say you probably be, oh, not again.
No.
Oh, I don't
know.
Yeah,
I think so. I think there are people that would agree with me.
Have you ever not taken your lady on vacation and gone every day for, say, a week? Because, you know.
No.
Really?
Oh. No.
Oh. Hotel sex is so great.
No, but I mean, I haven't. Did you do it every day when you were at Disney?
All but one.
Now I think... I'm going to get grossed out. I get grossed out thinking about Rob having sex. I'm
Why'd
sorry.
You even ask that?
Oh, dear.
Not on Thursday.
Shut up, buddy. Not on Thursday.
Remember Thursdays when Robert had his power meltdown and I was really pissed at her?
Bad day.
Yeah. Not David. That day, but every day, but.
Oh, God, I'm getting grossed out
We
as
had our
I
own
speak.
Room. And Mike, you know that we copulated and made love.
Stop it. Shut up. David in Sacramento, you're on the Mike
O'Mara
show.
Close. No, I did not. Because
that was foolish.
I'm very, very happy with the children that I have. And that was one thing that I don't regret about it. I'm pleased.
You know, I just could tell you, Rob, that there are circumstances. And, David, thanks for the call.
And it is reversible.
There are circumstances where, you know, things, not that anything ever would, but, you know, in this game of life, which is not to be confused with this business of show.
I enjoy this business.
Occasionally
of show.
There's a bump in the road and occasionally you change your mind, you know, and you just say, you know, I have to move on. And then, you know, then the subject of kids might come up in a new relationship.
Well,
it
then,
just happens to then, sometimes to some people.
Then
sometimes.
She would be SOL or he.
It's not easy. They're not universals. Just like you don't have sex every single day, even though you say you would and neither one of you have. You don't do it every day because most people would get tired of doing it every day.
I hear jealousy
and
bitterness.
It is not. You don't do it every day.
No.
Yeah,
no,
but
I don't.
When Scarlett or Emily or whoever my next wife is comes up to me and says,
"Scarlett, I vote for Scarlett, Miss Scarlett."
It says, "Dear Rob, dear, we need to have children." I say, "Scarlett, I cannot help you there.
Let's go.
For I have been altered."
Damn it,
Russ in Spokane. You're on the Mike O'Mara show. Hello,
forever,
Russ.
Forever
Hi, Mike.
Changed.
How are you?
Oh, just great. I was just saying, you know, the problem with Rob's vasectomy is he's just trying to use it on his wife.
I don't understand.
Well, I mean, if he's just trying to now that he's vasectomized, he can pretty much go out and spread the wealth.
I don't care for the phrase vasectomized.
I think what Russ from Spokane is suggesting is that you become a serial womanizer, Rob Spiewak, and nobody better for that task, as far as I'm concerned.
Quite a handsome man, I hear.
Read my book.
Let's go to Phil. Phil, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. Phil?
You saying I couldn't?
Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm fine.
What can we do for you, Phil? Yes.
I'm a truck driver.
I guess you are. That would be the horn on your truck, Phil.
Yes, it is.
Or a sinus problem.
I'd like to come to Washington and pick up Beth Ann and have her make a man out of me. I'm a virgin.
We'll take awesome what man? I'm going to do, Phil, is, and I'm really going to do this.
Please?
Phil, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to put you on hold, and maybe there's a chance. Because Lord knows she needs something.
Yes.
Let's go to Kevin in Idaho. You only got time for a couple more here.
Let her blow his horn.
Kevin, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, new nickname for Beth Ann.
Yes.
Hyannis.
Hyannis.
I don't understand.
Like Hyannisport in Massachusetts.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen.
Good night.
Oh, are we done?
No, I'll take a couple of more. That
we
just
should.
Pissed me off.
Palate cleansers.
That. Bernie, cleansers. You're on the Mike O'Mara show. How are you, Bernie?
Bernie Gold.
I'm doing excellent, Mike. Long-time listener.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. What can we do for you?
Well, I had a couple questions. The topic kind of changed after hearing all the vasectomy discussion.
We don't have a topic on
Phone-O-Rama.
It's you.
Agreed.
You make the topic.
That's you
right.
are the topic.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling really nervous about my upcoming vasectomy. And
are you really now? Are you telling the truth, Bernie? Are you really getting a vasectomy,
or is this a bit?
I am.
Or is this
shtick? I have three kids. I just had a little boy, and I can't see having another.
Well, have you listened to what Rob had to say, Bernie?
Yeah, but the part that makes me most nervous is I'm afraid I drop my drawers and whatnot.
I'm sorry. Not with callers. That is still a boy.
That's unfortunate.
All right, let's take a couple more here.
He should have a vasectomy.
Brad from, I love to say, Arlington, Virginia. You're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Oh, no, that was Arlandria, not Arlington.
Arlandria. What can we do for you?
It's a pleasure to talk to you today.
You sound like you might have been a radio guy in a previous life.
Well, I dreamed of it, yes. I guess I might have been a radiophile.
What do you do for a living?
I just sort of sit around these days.
Now, are you telling the truth, Brad? Are you really telling the truth? Because, you know, Arlingzandria, or whatever you want to call it.
Arlandria.
Sometimes there's some trouble that comes from those calls.
Oh, well, I'll try not to be too much trouble.
Very good. Okay, go ahead.
I was wondering if you ever followed up on that old man who got hit by a car
Which
in Hartford.
Oh, you mean the guy where everybody ignored him?
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, I only remember hearing a news story about that, that apparently there were a couple of excuses made. He's talking about the fact that the webcams were on that guy, the old man that got hit.
Pedestrian.
And nobody rushed to his side.
In Hartford, Connecticut.
The two things were... That was a limited webcam. That
it was like a minute and a half.
They
didn't.
It was still a significant amount of time to leave a guy flopping in the street.
True,
but they did rush to a site. You know, they did call for help, and
people
they did get people.
Did
and
help
secondly,
him.
What I had heard, and I'm not justifying this,
no,
but that the volume of speed and traffic on that particular street was preventing a lot of people from running out there.
Afraid.
Now, I don't know whether that's true or not, but that's what I'd heard about it. Did you hear anything, or did it just go?
No, I just recall that you were going to follow up on that.
You mean when I was going to make a call? Was that on Friday's show that I said I was going to do that?
Oh, you do recall that.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
Barely.
You can't hold me to anything I do on BYOB Friday. That's illegal.
Or any day, really.
All right, do we have music for the next game we're going to play?
Sure.
Because we've got a new thing we're going to try. I'm very, very excited about this. It's called... Memory game.
Memory game.
Memory game, ladies and gentlemen. How good is your memory? We're going to play a game. It's very simple. It's going to take probably four, maybe five callers. Each person is going to have a chance to test their memory.
Right.
The way it's going to work, we're going to take passages that we pick out at random.
Mm-hmm.
They could come from anywhere. We might remember the verses. We could have taken these passages from a book. We could have written them ourselves,
right.
But we're going to read you these passages,
mm-hmm.
a stanza at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to be asked to repeat them back to us.
Yep.
After we read the first stanza, we will read a second. When we read the second, you will have to read us back in your memory, uh-huh. both the first and second.
Would you like to serve as an example?
Yes, absolutely. You want to give or receive?
I'll receive, because this is how we did it in the office.
Katie climbed the mountain.
Katie climbed the mountain.
When she got to the top of the mountain, she felt she was ill.
Katie climbed the mountain. When she got to the top of the mountain, she felt she was ill.
She struggled desperately to find a porta potty, but she could not. So she had to run into the bushes and find some leaves to deal with.
Pass.
That's the way it works.
What's this game called again?
The memory game, Buzz. Sorry you forgot.
Memory game.
It's memory game, ladies and gentlemen. Memory game works this way. You know, and these are very simple passages, not as complex as that last part here.
Yes, we were playing with you.
The deeper you get, the further you get along.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we might give you a little leeway with the's and T's and H's and, you know, the words. We might actually give you a free pass on that.
You'll
one.
Be surprised, because even if you think you can master this, most of us stumble at about the third or fourth line. So really sharpen your brain for this.
Yes, and that's the way it works. Memory game. Get on the line to get on the air. 877-365-3636. We'll read these segments. Everybody's going to have a copy here in the studio.
Okay.
So we're going to keep tabs on you. And then the person with the best memory will win $100 American cash.
Cool.
It's memory game, ladies
memory
and gentlemen.
Game.
So you get online to play the game. We'll play Memory Game coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.